I'm reading from No Lease on Life, the opening pages. Clip-clop, clip-clop, bang. Clip-clop, clip-clop, bang, bang. Clip-clop, clip-clop, bang. Clip-clop, clip-clop, bang, bang. What's that? I don't know. An Amish drive-by shooting. They were just fucking around. They yelled and ran. They overturned all the garbage cans on her block. They were probably going to the park. They were methodical. They turned them over one after another and bellowed. They leaped around up and down, and then one of them, four males and a female, threw a garbage can at a first floor window. He missed. Then he and another guy aimed garbage cans at a car, which they hit. Any moron can hit a car with a garbage can. Car alarms went off. No one could sleep. Windows opened wide. People hung out their windows. Their mouths hung open too. It was pathetic. Elizabeth was looking out her window. Everyone was asleep and in messed up t-shirts or ratty robes tied strangely at the waist. They all looked strangled. It was the middle of the night or the morning. It was hot. Only people with their air conditioners on ever slept through the night. That's how the block divided in the summer, with AC or without. It was pathetic. Elizabeth wanted to kill them. Someone should kill them. She wanted to use a crossbow and steel arrow. Much easier to buy than a gun. Entirely legal. No waiting period. But crossbows had just been on the news, and she suspected that everyone would be buying them, the way everyone suddenly bought red eyeglasses. Maybe she was too exhausted to be unique, but she would take severe satisfaction in shooting an arrow right into a guy's head, right through the middle of it, between his eyes or from one ear to the other. He'd look like a comic book character sporting that goofy toy parents bought for their kids years ago. Made them look like they'd had their skulls split in half. Elizabeth's arrow would be real, and she'd murder the guy, and the instant before his death, he'd be surprised. But still, he'd exhibit no remorse, and she'd feel no regret. The cops would be called, she'd be taken away, so what if she went to jail? She'd have the support of the neighborhood, the block anyway. She didn't have a record. How long would they keep her in? 8 years was the max. She wasn't sure why, but that figure occurred to her. Maybe because she'd heard about a serial rapist who'd been let out after 8 years, and he'd mutilated one of his victims, left her to die. That's cruel. Maybe she'd be able to read in jail. She wondered if it was quiet in there. She wondered if the women were as noisy as the men, or noisier, or not noisy at all. There had been so few women in prison movies, she didn't know. She'd kill a white guy. Maybe he'd even be in school or have a job, so his weekend late-night marauding would be less likely to be described as driven or desperate. Her victim would be no deprived social misfit, just a jerk, a prankster. She wasn't Bernhard Goetz, subway vigilante, going berserk and into overkill. She'd kill someone like herself. She'd make a clean hit, have a clean and lucid, if angry, response. It would be a reaction, and she'd be called a reactionary. She could handle that, especially in jail where other people would have done much worse things, more senseless anyway. Her reaction would be considered crazy, or she would be. Everyone she knew would think she was nuts and had overreacted. She could hear people saying that, see their mouths moving, and she felt like throwing up. Everyone would know what it was about. She'd make sure of that. It was about being able to sleep through the night, being able to turn down your covers and get into bed and not have to wake every hour and run to the window because someone was screaming, sitting on a stoop, screaming and laughing or blasting music and yelling about nothing. It was always stupid stuff. But even if it was smart, she'd hate it, hate them. Who cares then?